biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the good folks at the Bomb Factory. They will be hosting Corona Fight Night here in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from Thursday. And they sponsor the biggest show coming to town every week. This is the segment that we look at the biggest entertainment acts coming to Dallas-Fort Worth and the general vicinity. And we do this so that you don't miss any of them coming to town. We're going to run through all the candidates and then vote on which is the biggest. We have six candidates this week. Let's start off, as usual, with candidate number one. Friday night at the Windstar Casino up in Thackerville, Vince Gill.
Yes, great. He talks real soft like this when he's talking.
Everybody wants a little piece of my time. Still I put you at the end of the line.
Thank you. He's a CPG.
Cotton picking guitar player?
No, sir. That's expensive. Certified guitar player.
Certified picking?
No, certified guitar player. CGP. CGP. I think that's right. Chet Atkins came up with that and only bestowed that honor on just a few guitar players, and Vince Gill was one.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's great. So he's been married to Amy Grant for 20 years. That's a celebrity marriage that worked.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have always said he looks like Scott Sams. Does he also kind of look like a young Mike Leach?
They're about the same age now. He's like 60-something.
He looks younger than Mike Leach, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 62.
So the CGPs are Tommy Emmanuel, great guitar player, John Knowles, Jerry Reed, Steve Warner, Paul Yandell. Wow, Vince Gill is not one? Dang. I was wrong on that. They did do an album together, Chet Atkins and Vince Gill. Mm. He's an incredible, incredible guitar picker, and he's one of the biggest guitar collectors that's out there, Vince Gill is. He owns hundreds and hundreds, if not over 1,000 guitars, and he collects all those like pre-war Martin guitars and all of that.
Man, he has won 21 Grammys.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He's greatness.
His brother Andrew moved a play center for me once. Do you know who that was actually said about?
No.
No idea.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Really?
Yeah.
That's candidate number one, Vince Gill. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Charlie Wilson.
Greatness. Of Gap Band fame.
Dark in the background.
Always loved his voice. Can't even find Burnt Rubber, Jer, but the Gap Band.
Yeah. 2013, BET honored Charlie Wilson with a Lifetime Achievement Award. It was presented to him by Justin Timberlake. You may know him as JT.
Justin Timberlake gave out BET awards?
Yeah. Hmm. He was also Billboard Magazine's number one adult R&B artist in 2009.
Justin Timberlake?
No, Charlie Wilson.
This was such a jam. 1980? 81?
What is that, like just a fuzz box on a bass that is making that identifiable sound?
I think that's
an unidentified identifiable sound.
I think.
Okay. Give you my time. Why you wanna hurt me again? We don't need David Lee Roth in this song.
Don't we?
Good counterpoint.
Wow, Charlie Wilson was born and raised in Tulsa, and he went to Booker T. Washington High School in Tulsa, the same high school that Wayman Tisdale went
really?
To.
Oh, this wow. is non-disclosure.
How
this
great
is non-disclosure.
That?
Let's go around the horn. Let's go around the horn.
The non-disclosure. Great jam.
You know that there was one former coworker of ours who was obsessed with non-disclosure and going around the horn.
I know, but not as obsessed as you are.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night, this at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel all the time.
It took a long, long time.
Oh, this is Blues Traveler, right?
Oh, sounds like him.
Oh.
Maybe cause I'm trying. There's been
I think I did hear the blues smoke detector being played in the song. Have you seen the tutorial video by Harmonica Greg on how to play the blues smoke detector?
Yes, so it's a genius.
Did you hear the Nathan Fielder news?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's apparently signed with HBO to do a new show.
That's so great.
I know it.
That's the best news ever.
It is. So much better than a cure for polio.
No show promotes him more than this show. Why don't we get him on?
He doesn't do shows.
What do you mean? He does do show. He just signed to do a new show. All right, we'll get him on.
Negative shows.
I don't know how exciting of an interview it's going to be.
It's going to be great. He's funny. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday and Sunday here in the Metroplex. Saturday night at Bass Hall in Fort Worth and Sunday at the Windspear in Dallas. Lyle Lovett and his large band.
She hates
band.
My mama. She hates my daddy too. She loves to tell me she hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. The preacher asked her, and she said, I do. The preacher asked.
I think Lyle Lovett was the victim of one of the cruelest things I've ever seen in print media history.
I still can't believe they got away with this. Was it on People magazine? What magazine was it?
Cover of People magazine when he married Julia Roberts, and it was a photo of the two of them, and the headline was Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
That's terrible.
That's like one of the worst things that I've ever seen.
Julia Roberts, that's awful.
I guess he's a white male. He deserves it. He was keeping her down for a long time, from what I understand.
Was he?
Yes. He wouldn't let her career flourish, right? Wasn't that the story?
I didn't think so. I think she was immensely popular.
She could have been
married.
Like more number one superstar if it wasn't for him.
Now, George, you've always warred with Lyle Lovett.
I've not warred with him.
I love his voice. Always plays a Collins guitar with a Sunrise pickup put in the sound hole, but he refuses to let it be hardwired into there. Mark that.
Mark that and play it for Peter King when Peter King brings up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't hear that. guys.
Hey.
What?
In defeat.
All right, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5.
Watch the Mickey Mouse Club?
Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night, this at the House of Blues. Hell yeah.
Kill everyone, make them one die, kill people.
They're from the Big D, yo.
Oh, really?
Yo.
I'm for them. So they're not really coming to town. They're staying in town.
No, they've been touring and they're coming to town.
This was Vinnie Paul's band.
Oh, okay. That's not him singing, though, right?
No, he's the drummer.
Go support them.
That's Chad Gray, I believe, the lead singer.
I think Vinnie Paul's band ought to just be nothing but drum solos.
Condolences to the Paul family.
Indeed. That still short circuits me. That someone jumped on stage and killed Dimebag Darrell, Vinny Paul's brother. What was the name of their band? Damage Plan? At the time? And I believe a security guard was also killed or just shot. I don't know why I'm appealing to Jer like he's the expert. But.
Yep.
And Vinnie Paul is buried with one of Eddie Van Halen's guitars, and I can't remember which one.
The left one.
Is he buried with the Frankenstrat?
I like that name, Frankenstrat.
All right, and finally, biggest show coming to town this week, candidate number 6, Sunday at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving.
Kat, do you have information?
Kat has information before we get to candidate 6.
Anytime we're talking
information.
About metal music.
Who are you?
You're paddling a little bit furiously under the surface of the water on Vinny and Dime. So it's Dime who is buried with Eddie Van Halen's black and gold striped guitar from the cover of Van Halen 1.
Okay, yes.
And
wasn't that the original Frankenstrat, though?
No, I think the original Frankenstrat was the red, white, and black one, I believe. But that, hell yeah, was Vinnie Paul's band. They've since obviously have a new drummer, but that track we were just listening to, this recent
new guitarist,
new drummer.
Oh, Vinnie Paul didn't play drums.
He passed away. Remember last year he died of a heart attack in Las Vegas.
That's right. Vinnie Paul died too.
Yes. Yeah, and Dime and Vinnie are buried side by side at the cemetery in Arlington.
Dang.
This release that they're putting out, hell yeah, is the last recording with Vinnie Paul.
So that's Vinnie on drums that we just heard there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
God, I forgot that Vinnie died too.
Yes. Yeah, last summer. It's been
was he also buried with a guitar from Eddie Van Halen?
He
wasn't a guitar player.
Maybe he was buried with Eddie's drums.
How old was Vinnie Paul?
Like 52 or 54?
54.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And going back to the Alterosa in Ohio Damage Plan, there were several people, I don't remember the exact number, but there were several people killed on stage and wounded. And then the police officer that was on the scene shot the perpetrator dead on stage as well.
That's right.
To stop more people from being killed.
So Vinnie and Dimebag, both dead.
Yes.
And Phil is still alive.
Yes. The one who almost died.
The one that was here in Dallas, wasn't it?
When he had that
heroin overdose or something?
Yes, backstage.
God. Holy mackerel.
Saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, man.
Anyway, happy time. Yes.
Right, Merry Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thanks for the cleanup, Kat. All right, and finally, candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday night, Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Vampire Weekend.
That's Cray Cray's favorite band.
Wait a minute. What's that music?
Vampire Weekend.
Can we cut that back a little bit?
Pulling it down.
Okay.
Bed music. Usually play the bed music.
I usually play the bed that long.
Usually about a minute.
I almost invited Cray Cray to this show.
To be our special Vampire Weekend correspondent.
All right, we got to vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1, Friday night at the Windstar, Vince Gill? Candidate 2, Friday at the Toyota Music Factory, Charlie Wilson? Candidate 3, Friday at Billy Bob's, Sister Hazel? Candidate 4, Saturday and Sunday in Fort Worth and then Dallas, Lyle Lovett? Candidate 5, Saturday at the House of Blues, Hell Yeah? Or candidate 6, Sunday at Toyota Music Factory, Vampire Weekend, George?
I'm going to vote for Charlie Wilson.
Gordo.
Oh, I'll vote for Vince Gill.
Sean.
Vampire Weekend.
Jared.
No, I want to change mine to Vampire Weekend just to support Cray Trey and Sean.
Okay. Jer.
Hell yeah, bitches!
Whoa.
Okay.
Violent.
The hell Fernando.
Lyle Lovett.
I'm going to vote for Vince Gill, but winning in a very close and scattered vote this week with just 2 votes. Sunday night, Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Vampire Weekend. Biggest show coming to town.
All right, what's next in the corner?
A fascinating new idea next.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
The ticket.